The Osgood Files, sponsored by Pure Silk Moisturizing Shave Cream for Women, made with soothing aloe and fabulous moisturizers to help your legs look and feel like pure silk. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. How often does this happen?
Earlier this month, Jamie Court got a check in the mail from his health insurance company. It was for more than $4,000.
Of course, there is a catch. More after this. One of the provisions of the Obama health care reform law that nobody talks about is a requirement that insurance companies spend at least 80% of their premiums on medical benefits or else refund the difference. And a number of insurers are now having to refund the difference. Pollsters tell us that most Americans, especially business people, hate this healthcare law. So you'd think that some of them would refuse these checks and let the insurance companies keep the money. But Jamie Court, who runs a small nonprofit in Santa Monica, seemed pretty happy to get his $4,000.
Even though it's low, it's nice to have the money.
The largest insurers, Aetna, Cigna, Humana, United Healthcare, and Jamie's insurer, which is Anthem Blue Cross, will have to pay out a total of more than $1 billion in refunds, which sounds like a lot, but turns out to be pretty small. In Jamie's case, he's paying $250,000 for his 14 employees.
So what we got back was a very small percentage of our overall premium.
But the idea is to motivate the insurance companies to spend less on advertising salaries and bonuses, thereby bending the healthcare cost curve downwards, the economists say. Except, according to Robert Zirkelbach, who represents health insurers, the rebate system is attacking the wrong thing.
What we're paying for physician services, hospital services, new medical technologies, prescription drugs, that's what's really driving the rise in insurance premiums.
And also, since most of us don't buy our own health insurance but get it as part of our jobs, the rebate checks don't go to us but to our bosses, who I have no doubt will use them to improve our benefits because that's what we would do if we were the boss. Am I right? The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.